Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The Mind Aware, 6:45.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here, and I so appreciate your support, and we are climbing iTunes because of you. You know, when you go on there and you just take a second and you do a 5-star review, of course, it really helps. It really makes a difference. iTunes takes a look at that engagement, and because of you, we are doing awesome and climbing the ranks. So today I have a little kind of story slash exercise for you that has been really helping me lately. And I happened to cross it kind of by accident. I'll tell you what happened. As most of you know, there's someone on my team named Mallory, who is a Notion expert. And for those of you who've never heard of it, Notion is a tool that you use to manage your tasks. And it's really dynamic. And like, imagine Evernote and Asana and your Google Calendar and everything combined into one big massive system. It's incredibly, incredibly dynamic. And so I've built a lot of different systems for my personal life and for the business in there. And Mallory has been leading the way and teaching all the while. In fact, if you want to learn how to use Notion, I highly recommend that you check out Mallory's email course, which is at danawild.com/Notion course. She sends out several videos in a row over a few day period. And so you actually get to see it in action and see all the different ways you can use it. And it's free, my favorite price. So danawild.com/Notion course. Mallory's got a whole course on how to use Notion. So one of the things that she created for herself, and so watching what she's doing made me want to create the same thing for myself, is kind of like a morning reflection area and an evening reflection. So you go into this database in the morning and you give your thoughts. You talk about what you're looking forward to in the upcoming day. You look at all of the different things that are on your list. Some of the questions specifically that I do in my area are, what am I looking forward to? What do I want to create? What would make today fun? What would create a legacy? And then there's a separate section in the same daily database where you come in the evening and you reflect. You ask questions about your day. So I ask, the questions I ask are, what's going right? What was my favorite thing about today? What was fun today? Who do I appreciate? What am I thankful for? What was a win that I had today? So different things like this. And then after this little series of questions, because the whole thing doesn't take very long, in the morning, I say, what are the morning thoughts? thoughts I'm having, any morning thoughts, any evening thoughts. So I've been doing this for a few months now. And what's been really fun about it for me is after a few months worth of time, you can look at your answers over the few months and you can see where it is that you have chronic habits of thought. So you look at these answers and every day, so I'll give you a really good example. I'm answering the question, what would make today fun? And every day I'm giving the answer, move my body or music, move my body music, move my body music, social, right? Get together with people, talk to somebody. And you start to realize that you have certain priorities. More importantly, the areas where you just let it be freeform thought. What are your morning thoughts, Dana Wild? What are your evening thoughts, Dana Wild? You look back, or I looked back after a few months and realized, oh my gosh, these are the areas where I'm stuck. These are the areas where I've got chronic thoughts. And sometimes when you have chronic thoughts, you don't even realize that you're doing it, that you've got the chronic thoughts. Especially when you're making your comments that far apart, sometimes 8 to 12 hours apart on a specific day, what your morning thoughts and your evening thoughts are, depending on when you do the exercise. And then you look at it over a month or 2 months or 3 months and you go, oh my gosh, I'm chronically thinking, how can I get this done? How can I do that? How can I do this? And so it's an opportunity to bust yourself when you have that chronic thought. So I'm telling you all this because this is something that you can use to find out the places that you're stuck and to find out the places where you've got chronic thoughts. Because once you identify those chronic thoughts, and it doesn't take very long, it won't take you 3 months like it did me. Once you find out where those chronic thoughts are, if it's something you don't want to keep the same, then you shift those thoughts. All right, so that's the whole premise for how this works. Let's talk next about how to implement this. The easiest way to implement this, if you don't have a big Notion database diary built by Mallory Drennan, the easiest way to do this is to just get a notebook and have a little page and a little notebook, like a little tiny one if you want, that you can carry around with you. And every single page can become a different day. And in the top half of the little page of your tiny little notebook, you can name it the date, morning thoughts. And then in the evening, you put the date, evening thoughts. And pretty soon, even as quickly as over a week or 10 days, you're going to be able to look back at those 7 or 10 days and you're going to see where you're stuck, where your chronic thoughts are. You'll be amazed at how many of the same things come up. I think I told you all the questions that I asked myself with the exception of one, which is for a while I was saying, what answer do I want from my dreams tonight? And so over time I realized, oh my gosh, I'm asking for the same answers all the time. I'm asking for the same things. I'm commenting on the same questions all the time. And when you're in the question, when you're in the problem, you're not in the solution and you can shift it. So get your little notebook, fill out the date every single day. All right, after that, the final thing is now you've identified the chronic thoughts. These are things that you're thinking all the time and you can see them very clearly because you're looking through every single page. Here are my morning thoughts. Here are my evening thoughts. Here are my morning thoughts. Here are my evening thoughts. Oh my gosh, they're the same, the same, the same, the same, the same. If you want them to stay the same, then don't do anything. I purposely did this exercise with multiple questions, like what do I appreciate? What am I thankful for? What are my wins? Where's my gratitude? Happy, 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 happy. And I left this last question open. What are your random thoughts that are left? I left that open because I didn't want more of the same. I didn't want to look back at 10 days or 12 days or a month or 3 months and go, well, I'm not stuck at all. I'm so perfect. All I do is just talk about gratitude. Aren't I so cool? Right? I wanted to see. I wanted to bust myself. I wanted to be able to find what needs to shift. How do I shake something loose? How do I shift it? So I purposely had that extra section to really shake loose the thoughts that need to shake loose. So if you look at your answers over a 3 month period or over a 1 month period or over a 10 day period, and you say, yeah, I keep thinking this same boring thought over and over again. I keep looking at this one problem area in my life over and over again. And I keep talking about this one problem area in my life over and over again. Now you know that's the area to change and to train your brain around. When you look at life, observe life, think about life, your reticular activating system hears you thinking about life, hears you talking about life, hears you talking about that one chronic thing, and it says, hey, this is really important to you. I'm going to look for more of that. So then your reticular activating system part of your brain sifts through the mucky muck, finds and notices and sees more of that. And then you observe it and you talk about it and you think about it and you talk about it and you think about it. And then your reticular activating system says, got it. You're thinking about this all the time. I'm going to find you more of that. So it sifts through everything. It finds more of that. And then you see it and you talk about it and think about it. This is why we call this the cycle of perpetual sameness. And the way out is to wake up. The way out is awareness. The way out is to look at your thoughts, to identify your thoughts, to be aware of your thoughts, to own up to your thoughts, to admit to yourself the things that you're thinking about chronically and shift them. Find a way to think differently. So it was very easy. Again, you don't have to do this 3 months like I did, but it was very easy by the time I was done to go, okay, these are things I supposedly say that I want to fix and supposedly say that I want to change. And yet they're also the things that I'm chronically thinking and talking about every day. So I am now going to start telling that new story. So whatever it is that you see as the problem, whatever it is that you see as the chronic thing you're talking about, the next question to ask yourself is, what would it look like if this was not an issue anymore? What would it look like if this was fixed? What kinds of things would I be saying if this was fixed? What kinds of things would I be thinking about if this was fixed? And you would probably be thinking about things like, wow, that thing fixed itself. It's amazing. It suddenly came to me. This thing shifted. I love that it shifted. It feels so good to be on the other side of this. I'm so glad that it finally sorted itself out. I'm really glad that that's behind me now. One day, I don't even know what happened, but it shifted and it feels so good. Oh, it's such a relief to have that done. It feels so good that that problem solved itself. I love when things just solve themselves. I love when things just take care of themselves. I love when it just goes away. It feels so good to be past that now. I love this freedom that I feel. I love feeling so free and moving forward, right? So step one, create the system. Set up the system where you can ask yourself the questions every day and pick any questions, but for sure pick morning and evening questions. Make it easy. Make it something you really can do every day. Step two, actually do it. Carry that little book around with you if you have to, or stick it next to your bed, or put it next to your cup of coffee in the morning, or stick it somewhere where you're going to see it often so you actually do it, or add it to your checklist or whatever it is. Step three, evaluate, look back on what's there. And then step four, decide, do I want to shift this story or not? Because, oh, when you shift that story and when you identify it and you have that awareness and you go, oh, I just freed myself. I really am free. I don't have to think. Don't you ever get that way with your own thoughts? Don't you ever just go like, oh my gosh, I wish I could turn off my brain. Oh my gosh, I wish I could just move beyond this story. I'll be so happy the day I'm not thinking about this anymore. I remember when I was a teenager, I had a friend who was a very funny friend and said something like, I want to go to a movie sometime where I'm not there. I want to just hang out at a restaurant where I'm not there. And it's like that sometimes with your brain, isn't it? You don't even realize that you're having these chronic thoughts until you step back and then free yourself. Oh yeah, that feels so good.
excited. Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.